New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Tyler, I can't believe it's your second last show.
It's Wednesday.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is too. I thought it was Thursday.
Oh, my God, don't do that to me.
You know, in my brain, just then, I was like, it's Thursday.
Oh, my God, I wish it was.
That's okay, that's reset my whole mind. That's good.
Has that wigged you out?
Yeah,
do you need a minute?
Way. No,
do you are you good?
No, I'm actually good. That's okay. Good. It means I've got another whole day to get things done this
yes,
week.
Yes, you do.
Oh, well, third last show.
Yes, third last show. Yeah, it's definitely Wednesday because we've still got more places to visit with Tour de Toasty.
That's right. We've still got one more.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought
it
was Thursday.
Oh, my God, you freaked me out now. I was like, oh, my God, is it actually Thursday?
Nah,
have I lost the whole day?
No, nah, we're good.
Okay, good.
Okay. I was just going to say yesterday I went to a place called Fishing Point.
Oh, yeah.
Down near Lake Macquarie.
Yeah.
God, it's so nice down
there. Beautiful down there, yeah.
Great part of the world. Some of the little, like, vistas and stuff.
So nice.
Stunning. People have some good views down there.
We've got a friend that lives down at Coal Point, like not
far from
there, right? Beautiful.
Stunning.
It's like they're millionaires living on the water in Vaucluse.
I know.
Isn't it?
It's absolutely beautiful. You're very, very lucky if you live in that part of the world.
It is a lovely part of the world, yeah.
Yeah, I was just down there for like a delivery and a pickup in the same sort of area. And I was like, wow, what a great place.
This is bougie, Jenny.
It's a hidden little gem. Anyway, that's just my top tip. If you're looking for a nice little spot to go fishing, it is actually good.
Funnily enough.
Yeah, I know.
You go to Fishing Point.
Perfect. Get your little boat going. Be perfect.
That'll be good.
What did you do yesterday after our Tour de Toasty?
Oh, my God. I went home and died.
Oh.
Well, not really.
It's good you've come back to life. That was fun.
Yeah, I did. I just ate far too many toasties.
Yeah.
And I didn't do much at all.
Yep.
Then I dragged my fat ass to the gym because I was like, your girl just needs to get some movement in.
Did you feel better after?
100% better.
That's good. Yep. Good stuff.
Way better.
Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Just to let you know, Jess, it's definitely Wednesday.
Oh, thank goodness. I work
like
Sunday, so my whole week is like
out of whack.
Ugh.
Yeah, fair enough. Everything good with you? Good
yes.
Day yesterday?
Yes.
Soaked up the sunshine before all this miserable weather.
I had nachos in the sun on Derby Street. It was pretty good.
You're living your best life. Where'd you go?
To, was it Beach Burrito?
Yeah, that's
nice.
A good one.
Mm.
Good stuff. I haven't tried that yet.
It's so good.
All right, there's an assignment for me.
I'm coming around to Mexican. I never used to really love it.
Really?
And now I'm like, let's have tacos. Let's have burritos.
Mexican's the best.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So spicy and tasty.
Oh, delicious.
Get one of those jalapenos going.
Pick all them out.
Oh,
what?
You're
mad.
I can't wait for the. Wait for Antojitos to open up in Mayfield.
Yes.
Are they far off?
Oh, yes.
Damn it.
I don't feel like a single thing's been done in that building.
Damn.
Without any knowledge of what's happening, I feel like it's a long way to
go. You just rub
a
neck in every time you drive past just to see where they're
100%. Is that a stainless steel counter that's been put in? Nah.
Are the margaritas ready yet?
Yeah, I know. Get some chili on the edge.
Can you get me some guac too, please?
While you're at it, hurry up if you're listening.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Oh, Jess and the Varroa Mite, they're celebrating a year, is it? That seems a bit weird.
It does seem a bit weird, doesn't it? It's nearly been 12 months since the first case of Varroa Mite was detected in Newcastle at the Port of Newcastle. The honey bee industry in Newcastle across the state has pretty much been wiped out since
then.
There's 156 properties now that have had detections of Varroa Mite. There were two more in the last couple of days in Swansea and in Singleton as well. So that means the eradication zone that New South Wales Biosecurity create has now been extended, which means more bees will be killed in those areas to try and still keep trying to get on top of the outbreak that doesn't seem to be going anytime soon.
Oh, that's awful.
It is.
You know, a lot of people's livelihoods really just wiped out by what do you even blame? It could have come over on a little bit of
do we know where it come from? We don't have
idea.
Just
know it started here.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
That's sad.
Not something to be famous for, is it?
No,
not at all.
Not at all.
Oh, well, good luck to the biosecurity team, you know. I'm sure they're working hard to try and figure it out.
Yeah, also a bit of Knights chat, Jess. Dane Gagai says he's keen for Origin.
Yes, he's keen, but he hasn't had the phone call he needs to actually go out and play from coach Billy Slater. So Dane Gagai, he's a veteran of Queensland State of Origin side. He's had 22 Origin appearances. The first one was back in 2015. But speaking to media over at Knights headquarters yesterday, he said that he hasn't had the phone call yet. So it's just focus on the Knights for now.
Awkward.
Yeah.
He's getting on.
He is. He's 32.
Yeah. I mean, like, there would be a lot of other, you know,
young ones
that might
more
be
agile,
you know, that Billy might have his eye on, you know.
Yeah. Do you think he'll get the call?
It's getting close.
Well, I think, yeah, I think the rest of, you know, prospective players will be getting calls very soon, but maybe he's going to get a call and be like, thanks, but no thanks, bud.
Maybe.
No, just he's saying he's keen, isn't he?
But he is keen, but whether or not they want him is another thing, story. You know. So
you'd be on a list, wouldn't he? Like,
who knows?
They'd be working it all out.
I don't know how, like, this whole Origin, like, squad picking business works.
No idea.
You literally have to have your finger on the pulse all of the time, which I think Billy Slater would.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's hard.
It's a challenge, definitely.
Just pick the best ones. He's fast. He's quick. He's big. Bang.
Done.
That's how I do it.
Easy.
Easy. Sorted. All right. Well, that's Tyler's selection process. And UFC fighter Tim Elliott has claimed, this is a big claim, that he caught his wife with his friend on their wedding night and during their entire marriage. Now, this is just
wild.
Well,
the entire marriage, it would have been a couple hours.
Not so. Wouldn't have thought so, right? Wouldn't have thought it would be too long.
Maybe it's their entire engagement.
Perhaps. But how long does a UFC fighter not snap when they catch their friend in the act?
There is... It's zero.
Like, how...
Zero amount of time for a UFC fighter to just, like, snap into gear and go, nah, left, right, good night.
How dumb...
See you later.
How dumb do you have to be...
On their wedding night?
To... Like, to take... Like, go off with the wife... With the new wife...
Of a UFC fighter... You
people.
Absolute twat.
Like, you cannot get any dumber than that, can you? Like, it's just
unbelievable. Do we know what happened when they were caught in the act?
Nope, none of that information has been given out. So the wife, or now ex-wife, I'm not really sure exactly how that's going, but has deleted their Instagram account recently. There's a number of posts still from him from a while ago. It's just so, like, there used to be a lot of, like, lovey-dovey posts from them as well.
Oh,
so
no. All that's gone.
All of that's gone. And can you imagine, like, his position? There'd be, like, all, you know, say he fronts up to another fight or whatever.
They'll be like, just picture your best mate's face.
That's right. All of the, because they're famous for all of that chat, aren't they?
Yeah, and they go mad. They go absolutely ballistic in the octagon. Now, do we have any photos of the friend?
No.
Does he still have an active Instagram account?
You'd be very worried if you were the friend, wouldn't you?
Has he posted any selfies on his story with a few black eyes?
No.
Damn.
I haven't seen any of that. But you can only imagine that is not a good friendship anymore.
Imagine being at the wedding.
Oh, the awkwardness.
The drama.
It's just...
I'd be like, everyone sit down, get yourself a glass of champagne, and excuse me, chefs, we're going to need popcorn. Forget about the three-course meal that's about to come out.
Just get buckets of popcorn.
And everyone sit down and watch the show unfold.
Of all people to cheat on, it's a UFC fighter.
Oh, you idiot.
How dumb can you get?
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. Now, Tyler, yesterday on the show, you brought up a very interesting point about the way you put your shoes and socks on.
Sock, shoe, sock, shoe. Sock, croc, sock, croc.
So weird.
Why?
The socks go on first, famously.
No, you've got to finish your left foot first and then you move on to your right foot.
Wrong.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Imagine this, right?
Yeah.
say you're getting a car ready to go out. Do you put all of the wheels and everything on one side?
I don't know, I'm not just a mechanic.
And then it's just leaning there? Or do you put...
I don't know.
Don't they do it evenly?
Don't they jack up the car so that it's off the ground?
You do it evenly.
No.
That's the way it's supposed to be. No, anyway, we let Newcastle debate this and settle it once and for all. And we'll have that on the air next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
We want to know, what's the correct way to put on your shoes and socks? Because I got obliterated by my partner the other day because I went, sock, shoe.
Yeah, that's the wrong way. And no, he's right. You know what? The more I know about your partner, Marcus, the more I realise he's right all the time.
Don't you dare.
He's just...
Shut your mouth,
he's just
sir.
Such a smart guy. Like, that's what I've realised from, like, the more I, like, hear about him, chat to him, that sort of stuff.
I'm not sure about that. I don't think you are correct.
The correct way to do it is sock, shoe.
It's not.
That is... Who's doing it your way? It's
me.
Madness. Yeah, you're the only one, I'm telling you.
It's just logical. One. I'm just a logical person.
Sock, shoe.
There's no logic around this place anyway, is there? Let's go to the phones, Crevo. Emma is in North Rothbury. Hey, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
How do you do it?
Same as you.
You do?
What?
Sock, shoe.
Sure do.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's wrong.
It just makes sense, doesn't it, Emma? It just feels good.
It does. It's so easy. One foot, the other foot.
Yeah, see? You finish one foot and then you move on to the next.
Just absolutely.
Thank you very much. Just feels right and Emma gets it.
Probably your friend you've told to call up or something.
No, okay. It actually isn't. Let's go to Katrina next in Thornton. Hey, Katrina.
Hey, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. How are you putting on your shoes and socks?
Sock, shoe.
Thank you. Correct. That is the right way. Tyler's way is so weird, right?
It is. Like, when you're writing on a page as well, do you write left to right or up to down?
Exactly.
That's different.
No, it isn't. That's the same.
Two completely different limbs.
Katrina gets it. She's smart. People in Thornton are smart. That's the way it is.
Not sure.
Shall we go to Katie as well?
Yeah, let's go to Katie in Cardiff next. Hey, Katie.
Hey, that's crazy town. No, you've got to get your socks on, then your shoes.
Nah.
Thank you.
Incorrect.
Correct once again.
Incorrect.
So many people know what the right way to do this is.
Let's wrap it up with Greenkeeper Pete in East Maitland. Hey, Pete, how you going?
I am going to throw a spinner in the work, team.
Oh, my God, go on, hit us.
Right. Lovey has a well-trained unit at home, so the Minister of War and Finance, Aka Lovey,
yeah.
You put your socks on first because the gentleman that has been taught well leaves his shoes at the front door.
Thank you. Thank you. Some common sense once again. And you know what? For that, Greenkeeper Pete, I'm going to give you the double pass to go to see the whales, all right?
Yeah, you can take whale Lovey. Watching. You can take Lovey to go whale watching with that one, Pete. I mean, I think you got us all there.
Can I jump in the water and be the feature of whale?
You can.
Oh.
You can.
Do the sound again, Greenkeeper Pete. Absolutely superb.
Throw all the tickets at him, all the tickets that he wants.
Finally, I've won one. Absolutely. Who was it?
Emma.
You and Emma are the odd ones out.
Yeah, she's my new bestie. We're asking on 4967, 4105, join the show. How long have you sat at the hair salon before? After one of our colleagues here at New FM, Kayla, sat at the hair salon. She rolled in at 4:30 p.m., which is a respectable time for a hair appointment.
Yeah.
Didn't get out of there until midnight.
I just don't understand how that works.
Sometimes, and she's got long, beautiful, dark hair. Sometimes that takes a long time. Perfection. You need to perfect it when you've got more hair.
You can fully detail a car in like an hour or two.
You can like run a restaurant.
Yeah, for more than a shift.
Lunch and dinner service.
and feed how many people?
Hundreds.
Hundreds of people could have meals cooked for them, cleaned up afterwards, washed all the dishes, and you still haven't finished doing Kayla's hair.
Yes. But, Crevo, beauty is pain. These things take time. Perfection takes time. So we want to know, how long have you sat at the hair salon for? We've got Liz in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Liz.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thank you. How long have you sat at the hair salon for?
Well, to start with, like, it's an hour and 10 minute drive there.
Oh, my God, yeah, so we're counting that.
20 minutes round trip.
Yep.
I went there for a tone and to get my hair washed, and I was there for just over 4 hours, and that was no cut, no dye, just a wash and a tone.
And a tone. Why did it take so long?
You tell me.
Now, Liz, so the tone, it's a tone and a wash, including travel. That's nearly 8 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was like six and a half hours. I'm just like...
4 hours is usually... Like, I've got shoulder length hair. I've got a little bit of a bob going at the moment. And 4 hours is what it takes me to get a full head of foils and a toner and a cut and a blow dry. But Liz just got a fraction of that.
Yes.
It's extraordinary.
My friend sat in the car and told me all about it.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did he accompany you?
He was in the car and...
That whole time?
He made sure he... I thought it would be an hour and a half. Come on. Like a hair wash? Seriously?
An hour and a half is generous for a tone, though, Liz. Like, you're in and out in an hour sometimes. Like,
tell me about it. I got told all about it.
Yeah, you would have copped that, you poor thing. I'm so sorry.
Liz, have you been back to that same hairdresser?
Well, actually, today I'm trialing a new hairdresser closer to home to see... I know it's going to be 2 hours and 20 minutes quicker this time. So, you know, bonus, right?
At least. At the very least.
Wow.
See?
Good luck to you, Liz, is all I can say.
These things take time. I bet you her hair is beautiful, though, Creebo.
Oh, no doubt. But
I bet you it is.
6 hours.
Sometimes it's worth it.
Just for a little wash and tone.
You know what? It's not worth it if you've got your old ball and chain in the car, though. Oh. Having a proper whinge about it for the 6 hours that he's waiting. It's never worth it.
You'll hear about that.
Shave it off.
For years. Yep. New FM.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Creebo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, and up for grabs this morning, you're in the chance to win a double in-season pass to go and see the whales. How good is this? It's Nova Cruises. They set out, and this is some of the stuff you can see, right? Obviously the whales, but also seabirds, dolphins, even the seals as well.
Oh, yeah.
This is unbelievable.
But don't they say when you see seals, there's like big great white sharks not far? Maybe you'll see a great white shark.
Unlikely. You're on a boat.
I would love to see a big shark.
Would you?
Yeah. From a distance, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
in the wild.
I mean,
you
it's
know?
Possible.
Yeah.
If you're on a Nova cruise, plus, of course, the incredible 35,000 humpback whales that go up and down our coast.
So majestic.
Unbelievable stuff. So, if you would like a chance to win that, make sure you call up now, 4967 4105, to play Three of a Kind.
Should we have a little test run here, Creebo?
Yeah, that's right. Let's do this.
Don't forget, your name's your buzzer.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Crunchy, Snickers, Twix.
Creebo.
What is it?
That'd be the chocolate bars.
Oh, yeah, you get it.
See, easy as that. If you can figure out that sort of thing, call now, 4967 4105. Plus, the winner will also instantly get a double in-season pass to John Farnham Finding the Voice.
How good would watching Whispering Jack on the big screen?
Oh, unbelievable. All right, so give us a call now, 4967 4105, and we will play Three of a Kind up next, New FM. And up next, we're talking 4 hour showers, which apparently a lot of people are having. It blows my mind. What is the water bill like? Now, though.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Creebo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, now we are playing Three of a Kind, Creebo, up for grabs. Some whale watching tickets in the draw for that.
Yes.
Plus instant tickets to see Whispering Jack, John Farnham, one of the biggest Australian talents on the big screen in cinemas, whenever you want to go.
Yeah, they're in season, so that means you go any time.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you to show up at a certain time.
Exactly.
You pick the time.
Three of a Kind now, though. This is where you say three things. You've got to figure out what the theme is between those things. Your name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three.
We've got two contestants on the phone right now. Up first is Matt in Cardiff South. How are you this morning?
Yeah, great, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Bit wet out this morning, isn't it?
It is very wet, yes.
Does that mean you get the day off work? Matt, what do you do for work?
No, on the way to work. Manager at a big retail store that starts with a K. So, yeah.
Is it now?
Are
you working at Creebo's?
No, he's talking about the one that I will spend way too much time and money at. Now, Matt's
like, yeah, I've seen you there.
Yeah, plenty of times. And Matt's the kind of guy I want to be friends with outside of work because I could get a little, you know, little staff discount at one of the best department stores ever.
I reckon he's a manager, so he's not going to do that sort of thing.
Yeah,
he's very trustworthy.
He's a manager. He's got access.
That's it.
See? Matt knows what's up. We've also got Emily in Morissette this morning. Hey, Emily.
Hiya.
How are you today?
Good, good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. All right, Krivo, should we test everyone's buzzers?
Let's do it. Matt up first.
Matt.
Nice.
Beautiful. Emily now.
Emily.
Oh, nice. Strong as well. All right, here we go. Of course, you just got to figure out what the theme is between the three things. Yell out your name if you think you know. Let's get into it. First one, go, Tyler.
Toyota, Daihatsu, Mazda. Yeah. Ooh, Matt, what is it?
Emily.
That's the cars.
It is indeed cars. That's 1 point on the board for Matt.
All right, you got to be quicker than that next time, Emily, all right?
Next one. Sneakers, thongs, stilettos.
Matt.
Emily. Oh, Matt, what is it?
Their shoes or thongs.
Yeah, types
absolutely.
Of footwear. Yeah, you got it.
Well done, my friend. Now, Emily, can we get you back tomorrow as our runner-up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
lock
good
it
stuff.
In.
Everyone's a winner eventually.
Quick game's a good game, Krivo. I love that.
That it
get
is.
Get in, get out quick.
And apparently, Gen Zers are doing everything showers.
Now, I would assume, now, what I call a works shower with the lot at home, right, is where...
You have a name for this?
Yes, because I have to warn my partner Marcus about the shower with the lot because it's like, don't come near me. I'm in the shower for at least 15, 20 minutes because I've got to wash my hair. I've got to let the purple shampoo soak in to tone my hair. Maybe I need to shave my legs. Maybe I need to put a little facial on while I'm in there. Don't come near me while I'm doing the works, the shower with the lot, okay?
15 minutes, though.
That's maximum. That's a long time,
already.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But apparently, they are doing four-hour showers.
What?
So, and apparently, I just can't get my head around why you would want to be in that kind of water for that long.
That, like, surely you're getting prawn fingers.
I would have thought so. So, they're saying, they're always coming up with the new trends and describing them. And especially this one, they're saying it's better than sex.
What?
I don't think you're doing sex right. If you think that 4 hours in the shower is better than that, nah, you're wrong.
Also, what do Gen Zers not have to do that they have 4 hours in the middle of the day to then go and standing for 4 hours?
That's exhausting.
Are they taking a seat?
You would think
surely
so.
Surely you're popping a squat in the shower to relax.
I wash my hair, shave my legs, shave my armpits, deep condition, exfoliate, do skincare, and everything in the shower.
Yeah, I can do that in my shower with the lot in 15 minutes.
Even that is long, but this is outrageous. Some people are saying, though, how could this even be enjoyable? Like, for 4 hours in there. So, even an average, like... more water safety shower head uses 19 litres of water a minute.
That's so much water.
A 4 hour shower uses 4,560 litres.
Do you know what? And I think the thing for me is growing
4,000 litres?
Growing up during like the hectic droughts in the noughties, right?
Yeah.
We were told as kids, I mean, sometimes we would all have a bath.
Yeah.
And we'd all bath in this, like, well, I'm one of four. We would all bath in the same filthy water. So I'd always be calling shotgun on the first bath, right?
Because
by the time the fourth kid's getting in, it is
gross.
Milky. But, like, that is the mentality of millennials. Like, now, even so, I will warn my partner that I'm having a 15-minute shower because I'm so used to being in, a hectic drought where water restrictions have been in place for so
crazy,
long.
Right? Yeah.
It's just ingrained in your mind. Whereas these Gen Zers, they wouldn't have ever been born when we were going through those hectic droughts all those years ago, right?
So, some people are even taking up to 6-hour-long sessions in the shower, which uses nearly 7,000 litres of water.
What time? Like, how much time do these people have up their sleeve to be spending time 6 hours in the shower?
Well, these are the same people.
What
that
are you doing? It's not like you can read a book.
Well, that's the thing. This is the same generation that's, like, given up on buying a house. That's why.
Yeah.
Because you're spending too much time in the shower and your water bill's too high.
Through the roof.
Outrageous.
Oh, my God. I want to know if you have a Gen Z in your family and they are, like, they're trying to propose these 4 hour showers to you. Please hit us up on our Instagram at @thenovos_ because I want to know if these people actually exist or if it's just the internet making it up.
Like on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. That is too much water and too long.
Too much time. Imagine the wrinkles.
Oh.
You'd come out looking like a prawn.
Prawn? Prune?
Prune.
Prune. Definitely.
I thought it was prawn. My mom always used to say prawn fingers.
That's wrong. It's
really?
Prune.
Yeah. Prune.
Prunes are wrinkly. Think
oh,
about
well,
that.
You live and you learn, don't you?
Let's check your traffic. UFM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Oh, trivia check is back for $600 today.
That is a nice amount of cash.
It sure is, of course, just after 7 o'clock. If you want $600 for free, you just got to get the one question correct and be on the show.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can't just say it in your car.
No, you got to actually get on. Yeah, you got to call right. The number that we give you and all the rest.
Yeah,
know?
He can have it now, 4967-4105.
There you go.
Don't call now.
No, but have it on.
Get it ready.
Have it handy.
Yeah, exactly.
Next, Crevo, I'm getting on my soapbox. I'm angry about something.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, am I angry.
You can tell that you really are because you talk a little bit with your teeth closed.
Clenchy.
Yeah.
I get angry.
You get a little bit clenchy.
Oh, man.
If you're feeling clenchy this morning, join us next because Tyler's going to fill us in on what's winding her right up.
Yes.
If you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, 6:35, New FM.
I'm angry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's my happened? God, I'm so annoyed.
Why is that? What's gotten you upset, Tyler?
So, obviously, with our job, the nature of our job, we finish at mid-morning.
Yeah.
So, I'm home. 11:30 at the latest, yep. Most days, you know?
Okay, back to the Waratah Manor, up the big steps, past the lion statues.
All that.
And the big fountain in the front yard.
Yes, all that.
Yeah.
Past the pool boy, everything else.
Ooh, right? What's he doing there?
Cleaning the pool.
Okay.
Thank you. And so I'm there, I'm in the Waratah Manor, minding my own business, doing my own thing.
It's you and the pool boy hanging out.
No. Pool boy's out doing his pool duties.
Right.
I'm cleaning inside, minding my own business.
Cleaning out your pool.
I'm inside, minding my own business. Mm-hmm. And then I hear a front door.
Oh, friends come over, is it?
And I'm like, oh, who's that? Maybe a postie. I've been doing a lot of online shopping lately. Yeah. Maybe it's the
postie.
Some
new shoes.
No, it's a door knocker asking me to donate to a charity. And I was like, oh. He's like, what are you doing today? And I'm like, none of your business, mate. You've just rocked up to my front door. He goes, you working from home? I said, no, actually, I finished work for the day. He said, what do you do for work? I said, why are you asking me so many questions? Anyway.
Just curious.
And then he throws his flyer in my face. He's like, oh, we want you to donate some money. And I was like, look, which is true. My partner Marcus and I will choose a different charity every 6 months and we will donate a small portion of money to, right?
Okay.
And then we change it up every 6 months. So I've said to him, sorry, we already donate to one charity at the moment, but I'll consider you for the next one.
That's
nice.
Can
you show me, like, let me know, have you got a card that I can take that's got a website or a QR code or something on it? He's like, yeah, all good. Off you go. See you later.
Yeah.
An hour later, front door again.
What?
Different bloke, same uniform though, asking me to donate money. What are you doing? What do you do for work? How's your day going today? I'm like, what is with all the questions? I've already gone through this. I went through this an hour ago. Why is someone else at my front door asking me for money again?
These people are just trying to make a dollar, Tyler. It's the economy is tough out there.
Anyway, I sent him on his way. I was like, oh, thanks so much. I've already told him a little white lie.
Oh,
one of your mates already swung past about an hour ago. I've already made a donation. He goes, oh, awesome. You have a great day. See you later.
Yeah, that's good.
Another hour later, someone else. Different person, same uniform. Three separate people knocked on my door yesterday asking me for my money. I can tell you now, the third one did not get a warm welcome.
What did you say to them?
Two of you have already swung past today. Please leave.
Well, that's so rude, Tyler. Because people, they're just out there trying to make a living. You and I, like, we're in here doing our job today.
Minding our own business, yes. But the thing that frustrated me the most is that, well, one, you're coming up to my front door on my property asking me for money, not today. Then you do it a second time, and then you do it a third time. They are all part of the same team. Communicate. Oh, no, we've already been to number 45 and 46 and 47. We don't need to go back there again, guys.
What number is yours again? 47, is it?
No, I'm not. I'm none of those numbers. But, like, if you are all on the same street, communicate with one another.
I hear what you're saying with that.
But I'm saying, I'm going to double down on this, Crevo. Door knockers should be illegal.
Illegal?
In Newcastle? Yes.
No, you can't strip someone of their profession just because it slightly inconveniences you.
Go to Markettown Woolies and set up in the middle there, or go to Jesmond and set up there and poach people that way. You cannot, they cannot be coming up to your front door and demanding your money.
They can go to your front door. That's within their legal right. And you can't just,
shouldn't be legal.
You can't just strip someone of their workplace.
They are stripping me of my time.
It would be like saying radio stations illegal. You're out of a job.
That's fine. I'll pivot.
No, but that's not fair.
And if you want to be a salesperson, sell cars or white goods at Harvey Norman.
They are within the law. You cannot just ban them because it's slightly inconvenient for you.
You can't sit there and say that it's not annoying when they knock on your door.
Look,
are you not annoyed by it?
No, not really.
You liar. Cause
No, I just say, look, you're just out there selling. I go, good luck with the sales. I hear number four down the road. They're really easy to get. And then I point over to the neighbour that I'm not a fan of. And I go, yeah, they absolutely are looking
now
for a new religion.
That is rude. A new religion.
I heard them saying it.
I can't deal with three times in a row on the same day. Nah, I'm off it.
Okay,
it
so you're
go
saying
away.
They should
get
be
off
illegal.
My front porch.
Outrageous.
Or I'll get a banana and throw it at you.
This is what we're doing here.
Or I'll get
here.
The pool boy onto you. Get out.
4967-4105. Should door knockers be illegal?
Yes.
So wrong. Like, you can't just take. That'd be like saying radio stations illegal or truck drivers illegal or something.
Truck drivers have a purpose, radio announcers have a purpose.
Door knockers are out there making sales. No. That's how the economy runs.
4967-4105. Should door knockers be illegal? A team Prevo? No, let them do whatever they want. Or your team Tyler? Yes, get rid of them.
I just think you can't stop someone doing their job. People, it's tough out there in the economy at
the moment.
Don't
come to my house to try and do your job. Find a workplace.
4967-4105. Of course, the best callers on air today are in the draw for whale watching experience for two with Nova Cruises. Worth like $150.
Bloody oath.
Awesome prize. Give us a call and we'll get them on the air next. New FM.
Should door knockers be illegal? Yes or no? I'm voting yes. Because
ridiculous.
They gave me absolute grief at my own house yesterday. Get out of it.
It's
get off my front door.
Inconvenience so somebody can have a job. A hard-working Novocastrian can have a job.
They're
that's
annoying.
That's what I care about. People out there working hard. Let's go to the phones and let Newcastle decide should door knockers be illegal.
We've got Gordon in Bellbird. Hey, Gordon.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, mate. Should door knockers be illegal?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you very much.
One vote for yes.
Yep.
One vote for Tyler, that is, at this point.
Let's go to Robbie next in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys.
Tell us, should they be illegal, Robbie?
I don't think so.
Thank you.
But what you could do, Karen...
Yeah?
Yeah?
...is put a sign on your door. Please don't knock, Karen lives here.
That's a good idea, and that, I think, summarises it perfectly. Tyler, stop being such a Karen. Let's check the traffic now. UFM.
Weather. Raining at the moment outside across most of the Hunter. Those showers expected to stick around today. Tops of 19 degrees. Tomorrow that rain will continue. Right now it's 15 degrees at Fern Bay on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Right, Crevo.
Here we go.
It's time to listen up because we have $600 up for grabs this morning with our Trivia Check. If you want it and think you've got what it takes to answer one question correctly, which is basically everyone in Newcastle.
Oh, this is your chance. It's so easy to win. Just get the one question right. The money is yours.
4967-4105. If you want it and you want to play Trivia Check next, call now. Apply it.
It's our own version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's Who Wants to Be a $600 heir.
Yeah. You get a.
Which is one
you
question.
You get a couple hundo.
600.
You get a couple hundo.
Exactly.
You get a couple
hundo.
We're
playing next, New FM. And up next, how a man has gotten out of a fine using a Le Snack. Right.
Pardon?
You want to hear the full info on how all that went down. Now, though...
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
Money, money, give me the...
Oh, my goodness.
It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, right now, $600 up for grabs, Creefo. All you've got to do is answer one question correctly, and that cash is all yours.
Very, very simple, of course. We're not making you jump through multiple hoops to get this.
No. Nah.
Just one question, $600 all yours. Let's meet our contestant stepping up to the plate this morning. It's Paul in Singo. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm feeling great, feeling positive, ready to win.
Yes.
Oh, I love that energy, Paul. This is what we need on a hump day morning. What are you going to do with $600 when you win it?
Well, I'm going to submit to the High Lord and see what the family needs,
I guess. Bless. You are just...
If anyone deserves it,
the best guy ever, Paul. It's you.
Definitely.
Bless your soul.
I said I'm pretty cool. No one else, bar you two, but I will get there.
We think you're pretty cool, mate. We're trendsetters. We're starting a trend here, saying you're cool.
Paul loved that.
Yeah.
Good luck, Paul. Here we go. Get ready for your question.
Don't let the 5-second timer get in your head. Are you ready?
Yep.
How many edges does an octahedron have?
16.
Oh, my God, you were so close, Paul.
Oh, so close, doesn't get out.
I know, it was 12, mate. I'm so sorry. You're only a few off. But, I mean, it doesn't quite.
Yeah, Paul's like, yeah, don't
whatever,
care.
See ya, I'm out of here.
I just wanted me 600, fair enough.
He's still a legend, Paul. I know, I reckon. Like Paul. $625 bucks up for grabs tomorrow morning, though, Crevo.
That's right.
He keeps climbing.
Same time, same place. Tyler, you'd be well aware of those new mobile phone cameras, right?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's to catch you, of course, using a mobile phone, which you shouldn't be doing. However...
Whilst driving.
Behind
the wheel, yeah.
Yeah. However, this one man just south of Newey, down in Sydney, has said that he wasn't, in fact, using his mobile phone when captured on camera. He was holding a packet of the Aldi version of the La Snack, the Dip It.
So he was not using his phone. He was treating himself to some of the Bicky and plastic cheese.
Yeah.
That is a La Snack.
Yeah. So he's hired a lawyer because he believed he was, in fact, you know, he's so much belief in himself.
He's been wrongly accused.
That's right. And the lawyer has said, my client is a hardworking Australian who was simply trying to have his afternoon tea after finishing work.
Fair enough.
In the witness box, he then demonstrated how he was able to hold and open the packet of Dip Its,
yep,
whilst still holding the wheel securely, which in therefore shows that he did have proper control of the vehicle, because the photo showed his left hand was in contact with the steering wheel while he was attempting to open the packet
now,
at the moment
that,
he went through the camera.
That takes some talent in order to rip the foil lid off a Dip It while still maintaining full control of a vehicle.
Well, here's what he was able to demonstrate.
Talented man.
If you hold the Dip It with the cheese facing down and peel the lid from the top,
yeah,
then the biscuits won't fall out because of the angle that you're doing the peeling.
Smart.
So not only will you not lose your biscuits, but you won't lose your license as well.
So there's a hot tip. If you want to open some Dip Its whilst you're on the road safely without getting a fine, tip it upside down.
That's right. And also, make sure if you're opening snacks, maybe wait till you go past the special mobile phone cameras. Because a packet of Dip Its does look like a mobile phone.
Especially when they're upside down.
And with grainy black and white footage, which is all of these cameras seem to be able to photograph.
And you know what? A rule that I do know is in place in New South Wales is that you only need to have one hand on the wheel in order to maintain control of the car. You know why? Because I once got pulled over eating a Magnum.
Did you now?
And a copper said to me... I think it was an almond one.
Okay, good to know. Details are important.
And a copper pulled me over saying, you don't have 10 and 2, no two hands on the wheel. And I was like, excuse me, I can still drive with one hand and treat myself to a little sweet ice cream snack And he was like, this is a warning if you do it again. So I did some research and I was like, nah, if you get me again, I've got the print off in the glove box ready to go for you.
At all times.
Yep.
Do you still have the print off?
Of course yet? I do, because I do treat myself to a Magnum here and there whilst in the car.
And you need to know that you're safe.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, be careful on the roads, everyone.
Hot tip.
Yeah, exactly.
And now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Ella.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Very wet outside already this morning after showers overnight. The rain will continue throughout much of the day, tops of 19 degrees. Tomorrow, more rain. Right now, it's 13 degrees at Belmont. That's the latest from the Hunter's 100% live and local newsroom, 105.3 New FM.
Yay!
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, my God, you did so good.
Ella, well done.
That
do you
awesome.
Feel good?
Yeah.
Now, tell us, what school do you go to, Ella?
Holy Family.
And what have you got on today? You've got a big day today, don't you? What's on this afternoon? Are you playing some soccer?
Yeah.
Are you going to smash them?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, you are.
What's your team name?
The Oysters.
Oh, I love that. Congratulations.
And then Mum just told
name.
Us that your sister's team is also the Mullets. How cool is that? They're the best team names I've ever heard of, Crevo.
I know. Unbelievable.
That's so funny. Now, Ella, also too, we have to gift you with your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. Kidsworldplay.com.au. You can take a whole bunch of friends and go for a big old party. Congratulations.
Well done.
And of course, Crevo, yes, you did an amazing job. And of course, if you have someone in your household that would love to be the Weather Whiz Kid, Crevo, head to our website and register their details now, newfm.com.au.
It's that easy. Make sure you get involved and do it. I feel like there's another Weather Whiz Kid in the future in this room right now.
I think so too.
You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo at New FM.
Now, yesterday on the show, Crevo, I introduced you to a little white bunny. That if you are part of the Mayfield Facebook group,
the community Facebook page,
you will be very familiar with said white bunny because he is a Houdini. I don't even know his real name because he's been nicknamed Houdini. The amount of posts in this Mayfield community group where it's like, oh, now Lisa, his owner, has become like a bit of a, you know,
celebrity
in Mayfield because they'll tag her and say, hey, Lisa, just let you know he's under my black Jeep out the front of, in this street in
this
Mayfield.
Number. Yeah.
I counted the posts yesterday. There's like 34 in the last
three
or 4 months.
That's crazy.
Right? So many posts of this little white bunny getting out, and he's like his owner, a celebrity in Mayfield, because all the residents of Mayfield are like, oh, he's out again. Better let Lisa know.
Just tag her. There's a photo.
Here's a photo.
Go, come pick Houdini the bunny up.
Yep. And then so much so last night, there was a post from Lisa herself saying, no escape from Houdini tonight. He's too busy enjoying some lettuce. It's just a photo of this little white bunny devouring a bowl of lettuce.
Very cute.
So cute. Very famous in Mayfield. But we want to know, for the rest of Newcastle and the Hunter, do you own a Houdini pet? Because I'm sure this little white bunny is not the only pet getting out and causing a mischief.
Or is there one around you?
Yeah.
Like in your street or whatever.
That you've got to return.
Yeah, there's this very cute, like, staffy type dog in one street away from me that is out. I've personally caught and taken it back 3 times.
Oh, my God.
The first,
and you just know where to take him?
Yeah, the first time I didn't know, rang them and stuff. I put him in my car and then, like, I was like, oh, I'll put it in Google Maps and drive there.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, like, less than a block away.
Oh, you could have walked him.
Yeah. By the time I turned the car on and drove it, I could have walked it faster.
4967-4105. Do you own a Houdini pet or do you live near a Houdini pet where you have to return them all the time? I feel like the white bunny is not the only one.
Nah, They're around. Well, in Mayfield alone, there's also this Staffy type dog, which is very cute and friendly. Of course, the best callers on air today in the draw for a whale watching experience for two with Nova Cruises.
Oh, this is nice.
It's worth like $150.
Right in time for whale watching season as well.
Perfect. You want to get your mitts on these tickets. 4967-4105. Do you live near or do you own a Houdini pet?
We are asking on 4967-4105, do you own a Houdini pet or do you live near one? An animal that keeps getting out in the Mayfield community is a little white bunny.
Yeah.
So much so that he is famous on the Mayfield Community Facebook group because people now know his owner, have befriended his owner and tagged his owner every time he decides to get out.
Yeah, because he just keeps getting out. You said counted 34 posts.
Posts in total.
Is extraordinary.
Yep.
And amazing. Of course, we're asking Novacastrians to share their Houdini pet stories. Janelle in Toronto, how are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Now, is it your pet or is it one in your area?
It was our pet. She's okay. No longer with us.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, she had a good life.
Okay.
But we had an escaping white bunny called Shirley.
Oh, my God. It must be on theme for a little white bunny to escape, Janelle.
And she would go over to the house behind or the house next door. Just when we think we'd plugged up all the holes, she would find a new one. And, like, it was amazing. She would either hide in our, like, around our house. But what she used to do at the house next door, which is on, like, a, not a big road, but, like, a major road for the suburbs.
Yeah.
She would stand up on her two back feet.
Yeah.
And look like a statue, and she would do that in their garden. So people didn't even realise she was a real bunny.
Oh, my God, that is smart. Now, Janelle, what would happen when she would get out? Were you just getting phone calls from everyone around the neighbourhood saying, oh, we've popped her back in the backyard, or she's here until you get home?
Well, everyone knew that it was ours.
Yep.
So the good thing was that she wouldn't leave the area.
Yeah, she wouldn't venture too far.
Yeah, she wasn't going from Toronto up to Swansea or something.
No.
which is good.
We've also got Gabby in Madowie on the phone. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
Now tell us, do you own a Houdini pet? Are you aware of one? Did you live near one?
I used to have a Houdini pet.
What was it?
It was a cat, and he used to love going outside, but every day at 4 p.m. we'd lock him up. So he couldn't kill any wildlife overnight.
Smart.
And he used to hate it. I remember his favourite, what he'd do to you, he'd jump up on my mum's favourite precious cabinet, you know, with all the porcelain.
Yeah.
He'd lock his little beady eyes onto you. When he knew he had your eye contact, he'd start smashing them off one after another.
Evil.
Oh, my God.
Cats are evil.
That's less of a Houdini, more of a Dennis the Menace type situation, it feels like.
But it's like he knew he couldn't leave the house, so he's just going to cause a ruckus inside.
I will smash your finest porcelain.
And I will look you dead in the eye while I do it.
Piece by piece.
Watch me.
That's cats for you.
Yeah, evil.
I know,
I
right?
stand by it.
Let's check your traffic now on UFM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3
New FM. And if you've just woken up in around Lake Macquarie, you're like, where's my electricity? You're not alone.
Huge outage.
38,000, they're saying, are without power, and it could be hours before they've got it back. So if you're thinking, oh, should I just wait until I get the coffee machine to turn on?
No.
Do not.
Just leave.
Get out and find somewhere else.
Yep. Get out of the house.
It's your only chance. For several hours, then I'll be back
for
to normal.
A few hours, and then it'll be right. Next, of course, though, Crevo, Tour de Toasty continues.
That it does.
We are off to Perry the Feeder today, but yesterday we went to Outdo in the heart of Newcastle. Oh, wasn't it gorgeous?
She were pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, a full review next. We'll get our official Toasty Taste Tester on the phone, Piper, to join us as well. Full review of Outdo on the radio next.
You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. What's the goss coming up next with producer Stephen? What's on the way?
Well, Taylor Swift can't seem to keep out of the tabloids at the moment. Her latest I guess, news stories. There's been an altercation between her and security at one of her shows. So I'll give you all the details on that next. Juicy.
Juicy indeed.
Big if true. Now, though.
Tyler and Crevo are on the hunt for Newcastle's best toasty. This is the Novo's Tour de Toasty on 105.3 UFM.
Yes, it's bigger than Tour de France, right, Tyler?
It is. Tour de Toasty is live and thriving at the moment. We are on the hunt for Newcastle's best toasty, Crevo. And we've visited two of the three finalists that have been nominated by you, by Newcastle. Of course, on Monday, we went to Praise Joe's in Tyers Hill. Yesterday, though, we went to Outdo in Newcastle.
Oh, it was good.
Now, this place has been recommended to us plenty of times in our Facebook post. Of course, Piper, our celebrity toasty taste tester, joined us as well. She's on the phone now. Hey, Piper.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. You feeling good after your second indulgence yesterday?
It took me a bit to recover. They were, like you said, pretty indulgent.
Yeah, I did have to recover a little bit yesterday. Yeah. Producer Stephen came along too and said he was ripping some nasty farts in the studio after eating those toasties as well. So I think they left their mark on everyone.
Yeah, everyone in the building. In fact, I had comments even from the office staff.
Did ya?
About said farts.
Did ya?
Yep. So anyway, that's all good.
So yes, we did make our way to Newey West, out to there on King Street. It was pretty good.
Oh, it's, and if you couldn't, like at first, I was like, where are they again?
Tucked away, hidden gem.
You got to go down like the little river thing.
The river thing.
Yeah.
That bit.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what they call that, like a culvert or something.
Directly across the road from like Officeworks.
That's the easy way to find it, and down the little river thing a little bit.
And of course, Brittany and the team hooked us up with a chicken pesto toasty. Ham and cheese toasty, and of course their specialty, another mac and cheese toasty we got to rip into yesterday, Crevo.
That we did. Oh my God, so good. All right, we're doing scores. I think we need to.
Well, first impressions too, I feel. Of course, the ham on the ham and cheese was like Christmas ham. It was like hand-cut ham, wasn't it?
It was wildly thick, which is good. If you're a ham lover, there's no place like it, I would say.
And Piper, something that you picked up on yesterday as well was that, of course, at Praise Joe's we had the little salt flakes on top, but yesterday we also had pepper, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. It adds the magic.
Oh, it really did add to, like, that extra element
spice to the mac and cheese. Which I definitely like.
All right, Crevo, what's your score?
Okay, overall, I am giving it an 8. The way I got there, ham and cheese, 7, too salty for my taste.
Yeah, okay.
Even though I love the thickness of the ham.
Yep.
Chicken was 8. That was strong.
It was good.
And I love that they had a bit of spinach in there. Wilted spinach is right up my alley.
Yep.
And the mac and cheese for me was a 9 because I actually think as an individual toasty, it beat Praise Joe's mac and cheese.
Oh, so you liked the mac and cheese without the brisket?
I did. I mean, I love the brisket one as well, but this outdid it.
Wow.
If you will. See what you did there.
All right,
so
Piper.
Overall, that works out 8.
Let's hear your scores, Piper.
All right. Well, I can't tell you how much I loved it. And, I've been having a coffee at both of these places, and the coffee's been great, and the staff has been great. And, of course, that contributes to the score.
Yep.
So I had a lovely experience. So I'm going to go with a solid 8 again for the overall score.
Nice.
With Crevo about the mac and cheese toasty. I think that stood out for me. But I just can't wrap my head around how good the chicken pesto toasty was. It's just the perfect mellow combination.
Mm.
And we got to touch on the actual bread as well, guys, because how crazy was that? The oat crusted toast yesterday.
Yeah, the bread was good.
It's a different vibe, definitely. The oats definitely add an element.
Yeah,
to it.
A good crunch factor too, right? I'm going to give an 8 as well. 8's all round for Outdo.
Brilliant.
I loved, good crunch factor, good, like the bread was not soggy.
That's right.
The stability of the bread, I guess you could say. Yeah. The mac and cheese was a standout for me as well. A solid 8. For me.
Final tasting note, and I think, Piper, you touched on it, with the chicken, a little bit more mellow. So if you're wanting something not too intense, which sometimes you do.
I think the spinach really balanced things out on that.
Brilliant flavour in that.
The other thing about Outdo as well, I mean, of course, aside from their toasties, they have some of the best toasties in town. They're sweets. You walk in and look at that cabinet, it is chock-a-block full of, like, chocolate-dipped croissants. Oh my God, so many amazing treats. So get down to Outdo. They do amazing treats, amazing toasties, amazing coffee. And I mean, 8 out of 10 ain't bad, is it?
Oh, that is strong, strong effort from Outdo. Of course, we are off to the last one today, the final finalists, if you will.
Yep.
Perry the Feeder in Mayfield.
Piper,
stay tuned.
Is your body ready, Piper?
Oh,
we'll see.
That's
I take that
a
as
yes.
A yes.
Absolutely. New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say Adele. My name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? New FM.
All right, producer Stephen, Tay-Tay in a bit of trouble with some seckies.
Well, yeah, kind of. So she's on her Eras tour at the moment. And for those who missed it, she recently had this altercation with the security guard. So there she's kind of like, she's yelling at the security guard who's trying to escort, I guess, some listeners out, some attendees at the concert. So she's kind of like going to bat for her listeners, for her fans.
Saying stop, like don't kick them out.
Don't kick them out. Wow. So the fan who was involved has responded and told her side of the story.
Okay, I was the girl from that Taylor talked to last night. Basically, the guard had been like harassing our group all night, and Taylor noticed that I was having fun and that he didn't like it. And she didn't like it. And then he basically, like, got escorted out. And then they offered us free tickets for tonight.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So the escorter becomes the escortee, I suppose.
See ya.
Yeah, two sides to every story. But they've got free tickets from it. And Taylor Swift comes out looking squeaky clean once again.
Yeah, she's a good sport, isn't
she? Yeah, and you know what? That person, that listener, does not seem sad about the situation.
No, not at all. And it seems like that she, you know... She's better Came off out anyway. Winner. Yeah.
Exactly. We get to see Taylor Swift twice, and two for the price of one.
Oh,
happy days.
And those tickets were spent, weren't they? They'd yeah, be absolutely. Cheering.
You just sell the other ones. Well, you got to see it and you get your money back.
Nah, I'd go back twice.
Yeah, you would.
100%.
New FM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Crevo, if you have woken up this morning without power, there is a reason for that. There is a huge thousands of homes copping a power outage at the moment, which stretches from West Wool's End all the way to Belmont.
They're saying it's up to 38,000 houses.
Houses.
That's so many
people.
So
if you're completely unaware as to why you have no power, that's why.
Yeah, a lot of people potentially coming into work a bit grumpy.
Unshowered.
Haven't showered, maybe.
Maybe if they have electrical hot water.
Yeah.
No
or
hot water.
Maybe they haven't had coffee yet.
Oh, yeah. Can't boil the kettle.
Can't boil the kettle or tea or whatever.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Toast. No toast.
Hopefully back on by 9 a.m. We've got some reports on, so...
Right. Fingers crossed.
We'll see, hey?
Next, though, producer Stephen may have found himself in a spot of bother after spilling soup in his own car.
Ew. We'll
chat more about that up next as you wake up with the Dobos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM. Now, producer Stephen, we bring you in here because you've had a little bit of a mishap in your own vehicle.
Yeah, I had a bit of a nightmare the other morning. I was rushing into work and, you know, you quickly pack in your bag and you throw lunch in and your snacks and making sure all your gear's ready for the day. And in my haste, I chucked in this, like, I had this, like, beef and noodle kind of broth soup type thing
yum.
For lunch.
How good.
So good. Unreal. Smelt incredible. Anyway, I chucked it in the bag quickly in a container, which I assumed was going to be safe. But when I got to work and picked up my bag... The seat underneath it was all wet. Everything from my bag was all wet. Obviously, the container's not watertight, and it's leaked right through the car.
Oh, yikes.
Now, can you describe the smell of this soup the next day?
Oh, ponks. It's awful. I've got in my little set of console at the moment a peg for long drives. Because
for your schnoz.
I'm going to need to get some industrial stuff on it. Lucky it was like 14 degrees and not 40.
Yeah.
Because it could have been a lot worse. But, when you get to work, I've got to rush in. I don't have time to clean it straight away. Those Novos, they rule with an iron fist, you know.
Oh, how dare you?
If you're a minute late, you get the ruler, you know. Well, it's real tough stuff.
That only seems reasonable to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So does your car still stink now?
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be... I think I'm going to have to deal with it. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to deal with it to the end of the week. And then on the weekend, we're going to need to have to get the heavy stuff on it, I think.
Deep clean.
Yeah.
So, this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105, what smell got stuck in your car?
Oh, because my God.
Sometimes it's something about the fab, like the materials in a car and the vinyls and stuff, they absorb smells.
And you can't get it out.
That sometimes you cannot get it out.
Can I tell you once?
Yeah.
My sister took a yak in the car and we were on the way to Jamboree Action Park. So if you're familiar with that, it's a water park, right? Yeah, in the middle of stinking hot summer. She yacked in the back seat, like we were in a 7-seater, so she was in the back of the Land Cruiser back then. This perfect little steaming pile of vomit. She didn't tell anyone. And then the car had to sit in the sweltering heat of the car park while we were at Jamboree Action Park all day. We could not get the smell of vomit out of that car, so much so that my parents sold it.
That's bad.
Oh, my God. Every time we would get in the car, it was eye-watering. Oh, disgusting.
This is the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. What smell got stuck in your car that you could not get out? We'll get your calls on the NX, New FM. And we're asking here, what smell got stuck in your car after poor producer Stephen had a noodle soup spill all over the front seat and now it smells like soup?
Yuck. Beef too?
Oh, not good.
Not good.
Day one, it's acceptable. Day two, it's starting to turn. Day three.
A week
later. Oh, God, what a nightmare.
You need to get the deep cleaners in there.
Sure do. Let's go to Jasmine in Cliff Lee, first of all. How are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Oh, never better, Jasmine. Now tell us, what smell got stuck in your car?
A McDonald's caramel latte.
Oh.
Oh, no. What happened?
Was this full cream milk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at Tyler's face, if you could only see it.
Yuck.
Tell us how it got stuck there. What happened?
I was down at the lake one day and I had set the coffee up on top of the dash, forgot it was there, reversed out the car park and forgot, and it went everywhere.
Oh, the stench of off milk. Oh, no, I can't.
And did you have to sell the car or does it still smell?
No, I've still got the car. It took about a month to get the smell out finally.
Oh, what an absolute nightmare.
Yuck, the smell of sour milk gives me sweaty teeth like I'm going to vomit. I can't deal with that. Let's go to Emily next in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Emily.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What smell got stuck in your car?
Well, it was my mum's car. She got home from shopping and she left the car door open while she was taking the groceries inside and the cat had jumped in the car and she said no and the cat pecked all through the car.
Oh, yuck. Cat wee is gross.
That's
too.
The worst.
It's so pongy, like it's potent, isn't it?
Yes, it smelled so bad.
Oh, Emily, how long did it take to get it out?
Oh, weeks. It smelled for so long.
Oh, yuck. And I bet you on a hot day, Crevo, it still lingers.
Disgusting.
Yuck.
That might be one of the worst. It's, if I can just describe Tyler right now.
Oh, don't.
Your nose is all wrinkled and you were literally gripping your cheeks before.
I was. I'm getting sweaty teeth like I need to vomit. Let's go
Please
to Mason.
Don't.
I won't, I promise. Let's go, well, maybe. Let's go to Mason in Belmont next in Bell Vegas. Hey, Mason.
How are you going?
Very well, thank you. What smell got stuck in your car?
Well, it all started with this remedy that I've seen online, that apple cider vinegar helps with a, you know, big weekend out with the boys. So
yeah.
I've had this bottle of apple cider vinegar sitting in my car for like a month and kind of forgot about it. Went around a big corner, heard the glass bottle smash and didn't really know what it was, so I just ignored it. I came back after work in the afternoon and there was about 35 degrees that day. So it was, to heat it up like an oven and the smell of the apple cider vinegar underneath me seat was, it was horrendous.
Sour.
Oh, God, that is
Yuck.
So awful.
Did you drive home in that? Like, did that make you feel lightheaded? Because that, like, vinegar can really, like, wig you out, hey?
It wasn't just me that drove home as well. I had to take one of the work boys home and he was just looking at me the whole drive, just thinking that I'd drop me guts. So, mate, that's not me. That's, I don't know what that is.
He would have been filthy at you, mate.
Yeah, no, and it was very, very lingering. So it hung around for about a week. It was hard, very hard to get out of the carpet.
Awful, awful, awful.
Yuck.
You know what? We're going to reward you for that. You've got yourself a double to go whale watching with Nova Cruises.
Awesome, man. That's awesome. Cheers. Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, your pain is our pleasure, mate. It's turned into your pleasure as well. That's gross.
I know. You got to be so careful with leaving stuff in your car.
Rotten smells, I think, must be some kind of weakness for me because I can't. My belly feels like it's rumbling. Like, well, I need
Tyler
to spew.
Just poked her eyes to try and, like, distract herself with pain.
Yuck, I can't.
That's us done and dusted for today. Have a great day, everyone. Of course...
Sorry, I'm trying to deal with the bad smells. I can't. Yuck.
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh, nah. It's the rotten milk.
Our tour to Toasty continues today.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Off to Perry the Feeder.
Yeah, to try some more Toasties. And, of course, we will be crowning the best Toastie in Newcastle. Our, I guess, celebrity guest Toasty taste tester, Piper, will be along for the journey as well.
Yep.
And we'll have a full score on the show tomorrow. That's it. See you then.
Happy hump day. See ya.